Hello, and welcome. We're happy that you decided to attend our prestigious university. My name is Miss Mona, and I'll be your tour guide around campus today. Oh, by the way, the board decided to have individual tour guides for all incoming male students this year. It's mainly due to the new Assault Aversion program. You haven't heard of the program? Oh boy, you must have not read over your admission paperwork. Alright, so let me explain. The university decided to try to get ahead of the whole sexual misconduct thing that seems to be going on all around the country. Because of this, every full-time male student will be averted from performing any sexual acts. Well, you see, in order to attend your classes, you're gonna be, well, that's to say, your penis will be locked in a chastity device. Whoa, okay. Calm down. It's required for every male, be they a student, a professor, or even a janitor. You'll be locked into a chastity cage, and a special wireless lock will be fitted to your device. The code will be entered into a database housed in the student affairs office. You'll be allowed to come in once per month to be unlocked so you can relieve yourself of any frustration. Oh, a girlfriend? You have one? Oh, well, what if you get one? I see. Well, if you do get a girlfriend, you'll be able to apply for an exemption with the Student Affairs Office. Assuming your application is accepted, of course, you'll be monitored for 2 weeks. After that, if it's determined you're actually dating and have not applied a female friend to receive more regular release, then she will be provided with the code. After that, your girlfriend will then be able to unlock your cage up to 2 times per week for 15 minutes at a time. The lock will beep as time is winding down, and if it is not placed back on you, a violation will be entered in both of your files. After 3 violations, the code will be changed and she will no longer have access to your device. So, does that sound okay? I know it's a lot to take in, however, it is required before you can attend classes. Actually, according to the agreement to attend classes at the university, you cannot leave this office without your device in place. So, do you agree to these terms? Wonderful! Let's get started. Go ahead and drop your pants. Because I have to get you fitted with your device before your campus tour can begin. It's okay. I promise I've seen my fair share of penises before. Well, okay. That's nice. Alright, so let's get started. First, I need to measure you while you're soft to make sure your device is properly sized. Let me just get my measuring tape and get down in front of you. Holy shit. What? Oh, nothing. Alright, so looks like flaccid you are, 6 1/4 inches long, and just a hair over 4 inches around. This is a nice dick. Sorry, I mean penis. Have to stay professional. Now then, let's get your cage and lock. I'll be right back. Oh. Okay, looks like I'm going to have to get the largest cage we have, mainly because of your girth. I'm sorry, but are you getting an erection? No, don't cover it. This can happen sometimes. However, I am allowed to help you get rid of the situation. Wow, you're getting even bigger. Okay, tell you what. Why don't you let me get you completely hard so I can measure you again? Technically, we're allowed for a fully erect measurement to make sure your device isn't going to injure you. Right, so I'm just going to get down on the floor and look at this thing. I can feel you getting harder. Fuck. You must have the biggest dick I've ever worked with. Jesus. Fuck, how big do you get? Fuck. My panties are soaking wet right now. God damn. Fuck. You know, there's nothing in the rules saying I have to keep my clothes on. Would you like to see my tits? Here, let me take this shirt off. God, just look at that thing. I really wish I was allowed to fuck you. But the rules say I can only use my hands and mouth. Oh, are you fully erect? Good. Let me get my measuring tape. Jesus, kid. 8.5 inches long and 7 inches around? Damn, you're fucking huge. God, I can barely fit half of you in my mouth. And just look at those balls. Fuck. You're a genetic goddamn masterpiece. What? Why should I sit on the desk? I'm allowed to fuck you, remember? You want to eat me out? Seriously? Well, it's just guys I've been with have been reluctant to, you know, go down on me. Well, technically, I guess there's nothing against you going down on me in the rules. Okay, sure. I guess you can eat me out. Oh. Holy shit. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's my clit. Yeah, you're sucking on my clit. Oh, fuck. God. Yeah, finger my pussy while you suck on my clit. Wow. If you can eat pussy like this, you're gonna be so popular. Oh, holy shit. Oh my god, your tongue inside of me. Holy shit. Fuck. Oh god. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, just like that. Oh, shit. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm coming out. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, you know what? Fuck the rules. I need this cock inside of me right now. I don't give a fuck if you don't have a condom. Fuck me right now. Here, let me bend over this desk. Don't just slide your cock along my pussy. Come here, fuck me. Fuck me. Come on, fuck me. Oh, your dick is fucking huge. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, shit. God, just like that. Grab my tits. I said grab my fucking tits. Oh, yeah. Oh. Holy fucking shit. Oh, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come on your cock. Oh, shit. Hang on. Oh, stop for a second. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, my lips are shaking. Let me calm down for a minute. Oh, Jesus. Have you still not come yet? Oh, you haven't come yet, have you? Damn. I swear to God, it's going to be a crime to lock your dick away. A stud like you is rare. I swear the girls here deserve to get fucked by a cock like this. Oh, damn. You fucked me so hard I got congested. What the hell? Anyway, it's definitely your turn to come now, huh? Why don't you lay down and just let me get on top and ride this thing? I want to feel this monster deep inside my cunt again. Here it goes. Let me just put the tip in and ease it slowly inside. Oh, fuck. How the fuck are you so damn big? Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Fuck. The girls here at this university will be lining up outside your door to get fucked by you. That's right. Oh, huge hung stud. Loves to eat pussy and can fuck without coming. Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Huh? God, how is my cunt so goddamn wet? Fuck, yeah. Oh, shit. Fuck. Fuck my slutty little pussy. Holy goddamn shit. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, I want this cock inside me all the time. You feel so goddamn good. Fuck. 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 Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Fuck, yeah, that's right. Pound my pussy. Yeah, I want you you to come inside me. Yeah, I want to walk around campus with your cum leaking out of me. Oh, yeah, God. Oh, you gonna come? Oh, you gonna come for me? Oh, you gonna fill me up with your seed? Oh, yeah, do it. Do it, come. Come inside me. Mark me as your personal little slut. Come on. Come. Come right now. Yeah. God. Oh, I can feel you pulsing inside me. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Damn, that feels like a huge load. Wow. Okay, shit. Go ahead and hand me my panties. I'm gonna go ahead and put these on, and then here comes gonna leak out of my pussy all over my panties as we walk around campus today. I wanna feel it overflowing and dripping down my legs. Whoa. All right. Well, I hate to do this, but sorry, but it's a requirement of this campus. However, I do work in the student affairs office, which means I can access your code anytime I want. So how about we go on a tour of campus? Then afterwards, we can talk about making a special arrangement for you. Maybe we can talk over dinner? Yeah? Alright. Let's get out of here. I'll show you around campus and, you know, I think an important part of your tour is gonna be my room at the end. Let's go.